Were you starstruck from like other people? Like, since there's so many people like right there. I know you were telling us like to be yourself and like, you know, you can't be scared, which was badass, but
the thing is like, no, I didn't feel a lot like with I don't feel a lot with celebrity. The only celebrity that like I've ever like gotten George, like that.
George Lopez.
No. He's all proud. He's like George. Yeah. Nah, I did with him when I was like, I met him when I was.
You said 11?
11, huh? Yeah.
We did
our social security is 1-6.
I did my research. I know Leo.
I went to Miami like 3 weeks ago to the Premio Lo Nuestro, and I met like some musicians that I like, and that's different. Like, that's not even starstruck. That's more like, dang, like I listen to you like in my sadness. Like I listen to you like in my when I shower and like.
Who'd you meet?
Jay Wheeler, no?
Jay Wheeler. You want to tell it?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Augusto Baba podcast. Today we have a special guest, one of the funniest TikTokers out there with 2.1 million. He's so funny. I'm already laughing. Leo Gonzalez.
Damn, we're super excited to have you here. They came up with some really good questions for you. I couldn't come up with any good questions.
Why not?
I don't know. I couldn't believe you're going to be on here.
Nah.
Once they told me it was you, he was like, I was like, this guy?
He's like, oh my God, Leo's coming.
I posted it on my story. You didn't see it though, but it's cool.
Did you post it on your story?
Yeah.
Did you tag me?
Of course.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, he did.
I checked my notifications right now.
No.
No, that was like 2 days ago, no?
Oh, yeah. But they told me on Friday.
Oh, I didn't see it. I didn't see it though. I would have ignored it.
Yeah, but it's really cool we have you on. You know, so they get to ask you some questions because you know we've all seen your TikToks. You've made us all laugh
countless times.
You know, with that relatable content. But I feel like a lot of people have some questions, and you know, hopefully, get to interact a little more.
He's like, we've all seen friends. Them, and our question is, are you okay?
No, he was gonna be like, what's your body count?
I know. You guys are like, your dad is here. I was like, what? You like walks in. No.
Who told him?
Hey, this episode just started, bro. I just fucking cracking up.
Dude, I don't know why. I just find everything funny now.
Nah, you took a hit before the podcast.
Did you?
I don't smoke. You smoke?
No. I don't.
But if I were to smoke, I'd want to be around you.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to be? Let's do it.
Down.
Where's the bong?
Robert? Nah.
Pasta grifos.
I would want to get drunk with you guys.
Oh, damn. Damn. We have an opportunity. I think if the opportunity is presenting itself, we should.
The opportunity right here.
I know. Right there. Right.
We got to hit up the club.
To your right, compa.
I know. I brought this one. I was telling him earlier that I got this one for. We reached 50,000 subscribers on the channel. I know, right? So, you know, I brought it. I was ready to record him popping it. Went like this.
And he was like, should we not?
Yeah,
he's like, I don't want
to not tonight.
I'm tired today.
Now he was like, I don't want to make a mess in the studio.
Man, we thought, but I guess I'll get him another one for 100,000 and
yeah,
with the plaque.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that plaque.
Jeez. Oh yeah, you get a plaque on YouTube.
Yeah. Wait, you don't have a YouTube channel?
Well, I do.
Yeah.
Actually.
Oh no, yeah, you do. Yeah,
but I don't use it.
Why?
Because that's a lot.
It is low-key a lot of work.
Well, because I'm not a funny. I'm not a fun vlogger. Like, if you go to my TikTok, yeah. He said, why is that? because I do, like, skits, and, like, I try to vlog, and, like, I'm not interesting like that.
It's kind of like him. He's actually really funny on the podcast, but his vlog sucks.
Oh, I thought you said kind of like him. Not interesting.
There's many episodes for you to tell me that.
I heard. He's on mid-drink. What? My thing is like I can't record myself. Like if I'm doing something, I feel stupid. Like I know some people are able to like do things and be like recording. I feel ridiculous. Like if I'm trying to do something and I'm like,
and then in public too, huh?
That's awkward. They're gonna be like,
Like, nah, ¿quién se cree?
It's like el famoso.
Yeah. So I did a vlog one time with Robert, one of my friends. He recorded me. I prefer to do it when I have a crew. I don't want to hold it. I need like a boom mic over me.
Fucking Telemundo and shit. Telemundo.
Primer impacto.
Like a gimbal and everything, huh?
No, no primer impacto. No, but I like it like that. I like it like that type of like, yeah, yeah. So I want to do YouTube later, but not right now. Right now I'm trying to grow TikTok and Instagram.
Damn, and right now you're at 2 million.
2.1.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How long ago did you start again?
Like 4 or 5 months ago. Imagine. Oh,
I was like, really?
4 nights ago. No, I started January of 2020, so it's been a while. Or 20. Yeah, yeah, 2020.
A little before COVID, huh?
January 2020.
Yeah, right before COVID. Or like during, yeah, pretty much right before like the lockdown happened. But I didn't make videos till May. So I just made the account just to watch, and then I started making videos in May.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, yeah, because I saw you. I was stalking you, and then I saw you posted like one video like every once in a while. Like it wasn't really that
constant. In the beginning?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But then your 9th video, huh, went viral. More than 1 million.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy. Yeah, I didn't even. I think, yeah, yeah. I when I first made it, I only made it to watch Adam Ray OK videos, you know, Rosa. I only made it to watch his videos, and then one day I made one just because I had an idea, and then.
Like know. The rest is history, huh?
Yeah, when you're talented. Imagine I'm also talented.
That'd be nice.
I have one that you don't want to make it with me though. I feel left out.
Oh, but the TikToks, your ideas. Oh man,
I have a really really good one. So hopefully I film it with him.
What is it?
What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, by the time this is all, it's gonna.
It'll be uploaded yeah. already.
You know how gas prices is up right now?
Yeah.
And you know that guy from New York that said like, oh, what do you want to tell Joe Biden?
Oh, uh-huh.
I want him to be like, hey, put the gas price lower. You know, something
lower
like
them gas prices, baby.
Yeah.
That's your idea? Uh-huh. All right, bet. That's good.
During the break.
I don't know if it's
during the break, we're going to see you outside filming it.
Hey, dale un consejo mejor a mi amigo. Yeah.
Like, keep it in the draft.
He's like,
stay off TikTok.
Uninstall the app.
It's like just do it to watch people.
Yeah, like, just delete it. Just delete it.
There's enough users, no?
There's already enough creators out there.
Join Twitch.
I'm done.
No, that's good. Good.
Nah, he's being nice. He's being nice.
He's trying to be nice.
Yeah. He's like good, but not great.
That's why I stay off TikTok.
We just like to watch your videos. That's what we made our TikToks for.
Ah.
I know that TikTok was a catalyst to start your like career, but for the people that don't know, were there any other platforms you were on before TikTok? Because I know TikTok was the one that made your career skyrocket.
Yeah, my OnlyFans was
popping. It was popping.
Wait, what happened?
Unsubscribe.
He's gabbing. He's gabbing.
His OnlyFans was popping.
I said OnlyFans, and he's like, he starts laughing.
Why are you guys laughing at the story?
Why? He's like, no, it's because he's ridiculous. No, before TikTok, I wasn't doing, because I wasn't making videos before TikTok. Like, I was doing, like, I did YouTube, but like a whole different type of like setup, because I used to do, I used to interview people like about their life stories for Instagram, like a documentary thing. And I was trying to be a news reporter. So that's what I was doing. I wasn't trying to be like on TikTok at all, doing like any comedy or anything. And I don't know. TikTok just.
You were trying to be a news reporter?
Yeah.
What made you want to be a news reporter?
Attention. Wanting it. Nah.
Yeah. Nah. My Spanish sucks.
I wanted to, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Okay,
I'm
gonna shut up.
I was trying to do it because I think there was when I was little, I thought there was a lot of power in like storytelling. Like, there's a lot of things that you can do through video, through watching people's stories, like whether it means like accepting people or seeing people differently and or helping people. Gets all deep. You add music, right?
That
here?
Music in the back.
That one song.
He wanted to change the world.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I always have liked like documentary type of filmmaking, like people that go out to different countries or different towns and show you what life is like for people. Mm-hmm. And I thought, like, that'd be so sick to, like, I just want to show you how people live or how people, like, what's, like, what it's like for them to be alive. And so that's what I was doing. And then, but nobody watched it. So then comedy came on. I was like, all right, bet.
Like, this is where it's popping right yeah. here.
And do you ever, like, think of going back and pursuing that? Do you ever think of maybe, you know, being a news reporter or doing those type of documentaries you wanted to do in the beginning?
I wouldn't want to do news ever. I never liked news. That was just like my way that I was like, dang, I might be a documentary filmmaker one day if I start at news now. But I feel like now, like, I like one day I'd like to do documentaries. Like, do you know who Anthony Bourdain is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to do something like him, like go to other countries and just like, I think it's so powerful.
Like, you document on the culture.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I watch a lot of those still, just like documentaries on, like, I watched one yesterday of, like, the coldest city in the world and, like, little kid getting up for, you know, school in the morning. Like, I think that's so interesting, and I'd love to do that. But that's not something that, like, I think everyone's interested in, but that's, like, for me. I feel like TikTok is, like, hopefully people like me for that, and then the documentary, so, like, that's for me. Like, that's what's mm-hmm. interesting to me and, like, what I want to do. And I don't know, anything with music. I'd love to be, like, doing anything. Like, I still love, like, filming other people and producing things. Like, music videos, I'd love to film.
Man, I didn't even knew that. That's pretty badass.
That's like my own little I'm on. That's my own little talent.
Like, nobody knows yet.
And how do you come up with your creative?
Yeah, like, what's the creative process?
I forgot the word. Creative process, like, you got to make like TikToks and all your like skits. I don't know, well, skits. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, it's just like whenever I see people like anywhere, I think like one of the biggest things that I like make fun of or like try to make funny is like people who take themselves so seriously. And I think, like, you know, we live in a world where people take themselves so seriously, whatever job they have.
Oh yeah, the one at the grocery store.
Yeah. They like, I think that's so funny because it's like weird. Like, we just live in a world where no matter what state you go to, you're gonna find a person who's like
a perfectionist.
Can't do that, you know, like
people. That was him.
Oh, you were Chuck E. Cheese.
He used to work at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, tell him.
He was just a cook. But he used to act like a manager.
He thought it was a boot camp.
I was like, a manager, but not a manager.
What would you do?
Everything.
But you,
like, I'll make the pizzas. I'll fix the games. I'll be cashier.
Talk about the pep talks.
Everything.
You give the whole team.
You would not do pep talks. What was the pep talk?
I'll get my people in trouble. Like, hey, you got to pick it up. Like, you got to do this.
You were a knowing person that thought, like, he was a manager.
He cared more about
Chuck E. Cheese. You're like, come on, guys, let's do it for the mouse. Yeah. All right, guys, let's go. Like, nah.
He used to collect pins too and stuff. Like,
I have my whole like lanyard full of pins and everything.
That's sweet.
But they went bankrupt, so.
You cared more about all right. Chuck E. Cheese.
He's like, that was pointless.
Did he get fired for like jumping over a midget?
Yeah.
You?
No, I chased a kid around and then they said I was harassment.
What?
I was in the Chucky suit.
That is harassment, bro.
We did, huh?
Yeah.
You went like dressed up as a mouse?
Yeah, I was dressed up and there was like birthday party.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, what?
Hold on. Pause.
I don't even know this.
Hold on. Wait, you were dressed up as Chucky?
Yeah.
Cheese. Why?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
And there's a kid that was scared. I just found it funny chasing him around.
Dude.
That kid's gonna have trauma because of you.
Yeah, and then they're like, we gotta let you go for harassing the kid. You scared him.
What did you say?
I'm like, fuck. I'm like, okay. Okay. Can I go to like talk to HR? They're like, no, here's your check. Get out. I'm like,
fuck. So you couldn't talk to HR? I feel you.
No, because then that same day, I was training a manager how to be manager.
But she was a midget, and he jumped over her.
Shut up.
No. HR was the one where he was trying to get the day off because he got hit by a bus. That's your HR right there.
You live a wild life.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese was crazy.
And it's just Chuck E. Cheese.
It's just Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, it was Chuck E. Cheese, but it was fun.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. All these skits that you do, like, it just reminds me of him. Yeah. Like, that's him.
Yeah, like, trying to flirt in, like, the weirdest.
Like, damn, so why are you going to take me out?
I called my first girlfriend at Chuck E. Cheese.
Where's my hat?
Wait, you slept up?
Yeah.
What did you say to her? Was she work there?
No, she was a Damn. She's a customer. And she like
Whoa. Damn, HR. Damn. No, no.
And you were busting or what?
I was fixing one of her games. And
Wait, what?
Not like that. I was fixing a game that she was using and it broke. And then I was like, I'm going to hook you with some tickets. And she like, oh, that's cool. And then before she left, she like, oh, here, I want to give you this.
Like, was her number?
It was her number.
Yeah. My dumb ass, I didn't know how to talk to girls back then. I like, hit me up when you come, I'll hook you up with free coins. And then,
that's the game right there.
And then from there, like, she came again, and then I didn't think she was
gonna come. Where the coins at?
Yeah, you're playing hard again.
I hooked her up, and then we hooked up after. All right,
we'll be right back.
HR watching this like, what?
That's crazy. That's so sweet. How long did you guys last?
Fuck, like 2 years.
That's when
until they went bankrupt. They had no more coins.
She got pregnant.
Wait. Oh, that's the one that cheated on you.
Wait. Yeah, actually went out. That's your.
Yeah, you started. Really? Right?
Wait, that's a wild.
Nah. That's how it started with her.
Yeah,
she gave her coins at Chuck E. Cheese.
She threw a mouse trap and she caught me instead of the mouse.
Damn. But then she cheated on you. Damn.
Yeah.
With the mouse.
Wow, that's crazy. You can write a book.
He can't write.
I can't write.
No, he can't. You can do an audio book.
You're like, never mind. Take that back.
No, that was really funny.
Damn, so like, what's your goal with like the social media stuff? Like, where do you want to get to?
Just be rich. I'm just kidding.
That's a good goal.
That's a good goal.
It's like I'm already rich because no, I'm just kidding.
No. I don't know. I think like, you know, the whole thing's been crazy. It's been a blessing. So I wasn't planning to do any of this. So now that it's here, now I've just been trying to go to like the next thing, you know. Since I wasn't planning this, I'm like, all right, what else can I do that's not planned? That wasn't planned. Like now it's like, all right, like, let's do a show. Let's do a movie. Let's do, you know, let's do a book, you know. And so I want to just make sure to, like, you know, use every resource that I have. Because it's like, I think, I know there's a lot of people who would want, you know, I was in Chicago one time and, like, my Uber driver knew me and was just telling me that he, like my videos, whatever. And he said that he was like, you know, a lot of people would, like, die to have 800,000 followers. That's when I had 800K. And before that, I don't think I really thought about it. I was like, dang, that is kind of a lot of people. Like, 800,000 people are watching, you know? And so I think, like, while I have momentum, like, I don't want to lose it. I don't want to get lazy or get tired or sick or used to it. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to make sure it's like, all right, like, let's get more. And then what can that get me? And you know, and eventually, like, cross onto, like, I'd love to, like, move off of TikTok. I mean, I would love to do TikTok forever if it was always a thing, but, like, I'd love to, you know, do a movie, do anything like that. And, you know, I would anything, hosting TV, anything.
If you could be in any movie and play any role, which movie would you be in?
Shrek? Nah. That's not that funny.
I know it was.
He was like, I see why.
Spider-Man?
Imagine. I don't know. I'd probably. Something iconic.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... Not you, trick ass.
The Subverted Radio Show. Anyway, you get your podcast.
It's Leo from the Titanic.
Yeah, exactly. Huh?
Oh, that's
on the boat.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, something with Tom Hanks.
Oh, with Tom Hanks.
Anything with Tom Hanks.
Damn. I know that you barely moved to LA, right? So you're not for the people that don't know, how long do you have in LA, and like, was there ever like a game plan to always move to LA, or did it happen, you know, a coincidence? Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
No, I wasn't even planning to move to LA. I was in Nevada, and I think when I hit like 600,000 followers, I don't know what it was. I think it was like, now looking back, I think like, dang, that was kind of silly. But like at that time, I was like, I feel like if I go to LA, like it might work. You know, I was just feeling like, I don't know, like this is so weird. Like I've never experienced something like this. I know it's not uncommon to have 600K followers now on TikTok, but like at that time for me as an adult that didn't know anything, I was like, maybe this will go somewhere. Maybe like this is gonna be something and the start of something. And so like I just decided like I'm gonna move, and before I decided that, I came to LA in like October of 2020. I decided to come and collab with two people in October, and then in November I started like, we started texting, and I was like, lol, what if I move there? Lol, what if we get a place together? LMAO, that's crazy if we did.
Already trying to plant that seed, right?
Yeah, and then finally, like November came, and we're like, nah, but dead ass LMAO. Like, what if we get a place? Like, what if we apply right now?
Like right now?
Yeah, like here's my social security. Like, what if we put that? You know, and I think, you know, I we finally landed like in the beginning of December. We're like, all right, like, should we try it? And I applied like in mid December. Or no, in the beginning of December, mid-December, we get the apartment, and then I put my two-week notice in on, like, the 15th or 16th.
Where were you working, though?
I was at a news channel, and I was working at a studio doing the audio stuff.
Oh, like on the mixer and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
And so I finished the last 11 o'clock newscast, and I had packed my car up already before my shift.
I'm on those, huh?
When the shift ended, like, right before midnight, I drove to L.A., got here January 1st, and I felt so silly because I was like, fuck. Like, I woke up and I was like, what did you do? Like, you came here with $2,000. Like, that's kind of silly. Like, you don't have anything. What if you don't get paid good from the creator fund? What if it just, like, you know, what if it just, like, stops working? You just reach, like, that place. And, like, thankfully, like, 2 weeks later, I think I got, like, an offer for a brand deal. Like, my first brand deal was with Angry Orchard, the beer.
Oh,
the cider or whatever. And when I got that, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I got a brand deal. Like, I'm a TikToker.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's crazy. You know, and that paid my rent for like 2 months, I think. And I was like, all right, like, let's keep going. And thankfully, thank God, everything's been so, like, everything has just landed. Like, my two roommates that I moved in with are some of the nicest people that I've ever met. And so moving in with them and like going, you know, experiencing like the milestones that I got with them, like 1 million followers and, you know, a brand deal from this and attention from this, you know, celebrity or whatever, all of those things. Like, I always had two roommates who were like as emotional as me to like be able to just like be like, you did that, like, that's so crazy that you were able to do that, you know. So it was crazy, and I don't know, like, I don't know, everything just landed perfectly, and it hasn't stopped landing perfectly. I feel really lucky.
Damn, so you took the risk, and yeah, it's working out for you.
It was, I don't even know. Yeah, I just felt like if it doesn't work, then I'll go back to Reno, or I'll go apply for a job in Texas. But like, I didn't want to be like feeling stupid after, like, what if you just think like, damn, imagine if I would have went.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Okay, we're back, guys. Lee was telling us that, you know, he took the risk and opportunities have been landing ever since. And that's pretty amazing, bro, because, I mean, you know, off cameras, you were telling us that you have all these amazing projects that I won't mention. But some big stuff is coming for Compa Leo, which is sick, bro. And then TikTok was like the platform to take it off, you know?
Yeah.
And go.
No, go.
Yeah. Go, you, oh, go.
Okay, you already interrupted him. Just like,
I'll go.
And then I'm done. Oh, raise my hand up.
Okay. Sorry for interrupting you. Did you take like any acting classes for see like it's all natural and everything?
Yeah, because the skits are They're super relatable.
Spot on.
They're spot on, bro.
I've never taken acting classes. I'm a people watcher. Like, I watch people. So, I mean, I grew up just like hella creepy. Just like, do that again? And I just think, like, I mean, you know, and not to try to be all deep, but I feel like we all act the same no matter where you go in the across the country. Like, we all have a type of Leo, so like somewhere they're all, everybody's the same. Yeah. Teachers act the same. It's actually kind of weird to think, like, damn, like, y'all really are not original. Like, have you had an original thought ever? Because you think, like, when you see a teacher, you know, we have teachers that are, I'll wait, you know, and you think, like, damn, like, that's said across the country.
Yeah,
they say that because they heard it, and it's just weird.
I never thought of that.
It's so weird. True, yeah. It's like, honestly, like, uncomfortable to think, like, damn, like, we're all just like copying each other.
Yeah.
We all one day just like saw someone on TV like move their head a certain way when they said something, and now we like, I don't know, you know, like we do it exactly how we've seen it. And that's so, I think that's why it's like, I feel like I try to pick it up, because we're all the same kind of like design.
We're all followers of each other, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially Keiko, that fool copies my flow.
That was real.
That shot's fired.
Nah. What was I gonna say? And do you ever get scared to get canceled on the internet?
Because
of,
like,
how sensitive it is.
TikTok, no, or just internet in general could be very controversial.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I mean, it's a worry. But I don't say things like, even before TikTok, like, I've never really said things that I feel, because you just never know. And I feel like I feel like I was kind of trained on not to, you know, speak in a certain way, just because I was trying to be a reporter for a long time, and reporting, like, you should never give your opinion or even a tone of how you feel,
or even cuss, huh?
Or yeah, so you know, I don't think I've ever, I think I said bitch one time on TikTok, like, in the very beginning.
Yeah. Now 2 times you said,
he's like, now two.
One more and you're out.
Nobody, huh? I told you,
I see
funny.
What you mean. but I try not to, you know, and you know, of course, like, there's a lot of people that'll try to trick you. But,
they try to manipulate your words, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So, but I try to be, you know, I try not to say anything that I don't feel. Like, if I say something, like, I, for the most part, like, really thought about it a long time. I don't say a lot of things that I haven't thought about for a long time. You know, politically, whatever I feel politically, I feel that way because I've studied it and I believe that. Yeah. All right.
Well, I had another question, kind of going back to what we were talking about like where you used to live and stuff. I saw in an online article that you were living in your car.
No.
Deadass?
That wasn't me.
Damn,
imagine.
Wait, was it?
No, that no, was.
Oh.
No, he's all like, okay, next question.
It's like, back to the studio.
Nah, and you know, really quickly to go off of that, it's interesting because that was from the Fortune magazine article, and one thing that I will say, not to be shady, but they ran with that.
Uh-huh.
Because
really?
I lived in my car for like 2 weeks, and they make it seem like he went from living in his car,
like, homeless,
to TikTok stardom. And it's like, nah, I was in my car for 2 weeks while I didn't have a home while I was moving to Nevada. You know, like, I was finishing off my semester. And but, you know, they ran with it. Yeah, I was in there. That was during my little segue season, because I was leaving my hometown. And I just had to finish my semester in person. And I didn't have the apartment anymore because my mom was, yeah, she was sick in the hospital. And you know, a whole lot of logistical stuff there. So I just, there was no reason for me to have a home for that time. I would have had to stay another month, and I had to leave right away anyways.
How was it when you first, I was like jumping onto a horse, when you did your first, like,
he's all, interview. He's all changing the subject. How was your body count?
Just asking.
Like, when you went to your first award show, how was that?
Award show?
I don't think I've gone to an award show. Oh, wait, I have gone to an award show.
How was it?
The movie premiere.
The movie premiere, yeah.
Oh, the Batman one?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Batman one. That one was my first one, though. That one was... Which one do you want to know?
No, like, your first, like, the first experience, like, when they first
Which one was
you,
the first
oh,
one?
Oh, we want to... I only got to the Batman and when you went, met Jaden, but that's like when you got drunk and...
Okay. So the Batman one, that was my latest one. That one was like, I don't know, maybe like 2 weeks ago. I hosted the premiere of the Batman and that was crazy. That was...
Were you starstruck from like other people? Like, since there's so many people like right there. I know you were telling us like, to be yourself and like, you know, you can't be scared, which was badass, but
the thing is like I wasn't starstruck because I've been
around them already.
Like they know me.
Nah. I wasn't starstruck just because I've been seeing a lot of people in the last few months at different events and stuff. And as you spend more time in that space, you realize like, damn, like they're not really that famous. I mean, they're famous, but it's like
they're just normal people.
They're just people who audition for a role, you know. And you think like the people who are actually cool is like the director,
yeah,
like the person who wrote this. That's crazy.
Like the makeup artist.
Yeah, like dang, they went hard. But like the actor, they really just like, you know, they live down the street, you know, and they just audition. No, I didn't feel a lot like with I don't feel a lot with celebrity. The only celebrity that like I've ever like. Gone George, like that.
George Lopez.
No. He's all proud. He's like George. Yeah. Nah, I did with him when I was like, I met him when I was.
You said 11?
11, huh? Yeah.
Damn. Damn. He's proud. We did
your social right? Security is 1-6.
I did my research. I know Leo. I know Leo.
Yeah, when I was 11, that's when I met George. That's when I was special because I think he's like the first celebrity I met. But since then, I've you know met just numerous people in the last few years, and I met Eugenio Derbez like,
oh, that was funny.
How long? Like 2-3 months ago, I had dinner with him, and
damn,
that was shaking.
Really?
Yeah, like I was watching him, and I was like, like that one is crazy because he's
how is he like in real life?
So he's so. Kind and gentle, and like you like look at him. I'm like watching him like while he's eating. I'm like, you know, just like creepy. But he's like with his wife, and he just like you can see how full his cup is in life. Like he just like it's almost like he doesn't have to do anything anymore in his life. Like he's had such an amazing career, and he like loves his wife and. Yeah, when he was like, when he came and like, cause we were sitting across from each other, and like at the end of the dinner, we were like talking for a little bit, and I just didn't like, you know, you just forget Spanish, like you forget like
you forget your name,
you start barking,
like that one was crazy. And then last, I went to Miami like 3 weeks ago to the Premio Lo Nuestro, and I met like some musicians that I like, and that's different. Like that's not even starstruck. That's more like. Like that's more like dang, like I listen to you like in my sadness. Like I listen to you like in my when I shower and like
who'd you meet?
Jay Wheeler, no?
Jay Wheeler. You wanna tell it?
he said this
we
on
should,
his post.
Yeah, exactly. Well
we
that's
interview
exactly
you
it.
About him.
Jay Wheeler was crazy because I've been listening to him for so long. And
for 11 years, right?
Yeah.
What's like, his favorite song?
Yeah, what is it from that from Jay?
I think it's like Para Bailar La Bamba. Oh, I don't know any of his music, but
that's fair. So meeting him, that was crazy because he's like someone that I like listen to literally every day. And so when I met him and he said that he watches my TikTok, like that's so like that's like crazy because you want to be like for me like I've always like I love people who are artistic like people who sing. I just think like dang like you whatever you got paid like get more like you deserve so much for making that sound, you know. And so when I met I just thought he was so like I was shy the whole night. I was in my seats, and he came out to perform on stage, and I was like, nah, he knows me.
He's like, he knows I exist.
Yeah, yeah. But other than that, like, there was a lot of people there that knew me, which was, like, such a, like, honor. Because, you know, you don't just never know. You just forget that there's people watching.
And what's the most craziest, like, celebrity,
encounter?
Encounter.
Interaction, encounter is almost the same thing, right?
Okay.
No.
I don't know. I don't really have a lot of, like, crazy encounters. I think just, like, I don't know. I mean, at the Premio Lo Nuestro, I try to meet, what's his name?
What was his name?
Yeah, you know him.
Bad Bunny.
Ovi?
What is his name? Not Romeo. What's that other guy?
He's a reggaeton in London?
No, I saw Wisin, and I couldn't even go up to him. Because I love him. He was walking towards me, and I was like, I couldn't even talk.
Oh, Prince Royce.
Yeah.
Damn.
You said it like you were there.
Look, you said Romeo Santos, and I always confuse
right.
them too.
Yeah. What's your sign?
My sign?
Yeah.
Leo.
Is it? You're August?
Or July 28th.
Oh, okay. I'm stupid. Yeah. No, nice. You're like right on the cusp of like cancer.
Oh, I don't know. I just know I'm a Leo.
Dumb. I'm almost saying like I know.
He's going to be like, what's your rising?
What are you mean? Nah, yeah, I try to talk to him. What's his name again?
Prince Royce.
Prince Royce, yeah. I try to talk to him, and like his people shoved me. I was like,
shh. Like,
you get
too.
Mad. Nah, I was.
Hey, man, TikTok mad. About you later. I'll stay quiet the rest of the episode.
Prince Royce security be like,
I know.
Wait, you cannot take pictures.
Back up. Hey. Nah. But I mean, other than that, I don't have any like crazy like interactions.
What about when people meet you? Like, has anybody acted super starstruck when they seen you?
No.
Or rude?
You know what I don't like, and I don't want to sound like I'm complaining because I don't want, but I don't like when people are just recording me when I don't.
When you gotta like say hi or something.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of
like not asking you for a picture, but just recording you.
Yeah. I was at a club in Long Beach a few weeks ago, and some guy was like probably where the wall is for me, and I was chilling over here, and sorry. I'm just like chilling, just vibing, and then I'm like looking around, and then I look up, and his whole snap story is like almost done, and it's just zoomed in on my face, and then like, and there's nothing I can do except for go, ah, like I, that's kind of
made the best
weird.
Of it.
I don't like when people do that, but nobody acts, you know, crazy. I think it's like. Everybody, you would act the same. I would act the same if I saw someone that I like.
He was a Prince Royce too.
I put up on Prince Royce.
No, I didn't even try. I literally could. I'm mad again.
Damn, was that bad?
I just walked away. I was like, nah, that was.
I was like, that's a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just wanted to go back a little bit, you know, not like how you said not to like run with like, oh, you lived in your car and stuff. But I think that like it wasn't all like right away, right? You know, you try to do different things, you know, you try to be the reporter and, you know, that no se dio right away. But then, you know, you gave it this spin where, you know, you're sort of a reporter on TikTok now. So you always like held on sort of to that dream.
And yeah, well, because I think like what I felt like from, because I used to work before that news channel, that was my fourth news studio that I worked at. I worked at that one, which was CBS. I worked at Univision and NBC and another CBS. And one thing that I think I finally realized with TikTok is like I felt like you kept getting rejected because your dream, like it must have just not been big enough. And now, like, I felt that when I was in New York hosting that show, I thought, like, wow, you got rejected for that job in Nevada. You got rejected for the job in Michigan. But, and those were so small, though. Like, those were such small dreams now that you think about it. Because now you're hosting the world premiere of one of the biggest movie franchises in the world. And you're not on the red carpet where, like, the celebrities can choose on, you know, whether they're going to stop and talk to you. Like, contractually, they had to stop and talk to me because it was for Warner Brothers, for the studio that made the movie. And so, like, that put it into perspective. Like, you still get to be whatever you wanted to be, but now you get to be, like, other things. And, it, you know, when I was thinking about doing news, like, I never felt good, like, in my spirit because I always felt like it was, like, I always felt like a snitch. Like, you, you know, you're like, putting people on TV who are, like, being looked for. Mm. And that's just, like, that's, I never felt good with that idea because, like, I'm from the same place that they're from. It's different when you, like, those reporters, like, when you grew up with money and you grew up in those, like, nice neighborhoods, like, whatever, you don't have to worry about them. But it's, like, I'm here, like, I'm expecting to, like, say, like, we're looking for this person and then go home and then maybe see them, maybe get jumped by them, you know? And so I never liked that. I never felt comfortable with that. And, like, I saw, like, a lot of dead bodies when I was a photographer for Univision. And after a while, like, I just had such crazy anxiety and I never wanted to do that. Like, I never wanted to, you know, exploit that, or, like, you know, even though you don't show the body, like, people, their family members are watching and they know, like, you know, my son died in that scene and, you know, this news channel put it and everybody can see where they died. Like, that's just so much, like, so traumatic. And I watched, like, a little boy come out, he drowned, and he was, like, I think he was 10, and they brought his body out in Fresno County, and that was so traumatic for me to see his mom and dad just, like, screaming and having nothing to be able to, like, fix that.
Yeah.
That they just watched their boy come out without life. Like, that was so traumatic. And so now I feel like God completely turned it around for me and gave me a way to be able to tell stories and to be able to, like, connect with people without doing any of that stuff. And it's much better and much more rewarding to try to be funny than to try to be all that other mm-hmm. stuff. If there's other people who are good at that, maybe they don't have feelings or maybe they are stronger than me, but I can't do it. This is much better.
Wow. Yeah, that's
that's too much.
That's a highlight right there.
Yeah. Clip it. We're going to bookmark it.
And who do you... I don't want to ask the question after, like, what he said. Like, it's so emotional.
No, you don't have to do it randomly.
No, like, who do you look up in the, like, this industry? Like, who do you say, like, damn, all this? I don't know how to say it, but, like, who do you look up to?
Like, in TikTok or in, like, in entertainment?
In the entertainment industry.
I mean, I think, like, George Lopez is, like, someone that, like, whose career I want. He's done everything. He has his sitcom. He has so many movies, a lot of movies that he executive produced or produced that he's not in but got paid from. He had his late night talk show. He had another two sitcoms. He has a new sitcom that is coming out in a few months that just today they did their first table read for. He's toured across the world and sells out. Like, that's the career, that's someone whose career I look up to, of course. And of course, like, Conan O'Brien is, like, one of my favorite people ever, who I think is, like, the most, he's, like, my favorite celebrity because of how nice he is.
Damn. So in a sense, we could say that George Lopez is, like, your hero, right? Like, one of the major inspirations. Yeah. And a question that I
wrote. Dumb, you bring him out. You're like, George, come out.
He's right here.
George, can we get this man blindfolded? He's going to crash. But he's your inspiration, right? And now, you know, this TikTok thing has taken off. And then I feel like you're influencing a whole new generation. How do you feel that people or younger kids could see you as their hero, like the way you saw George Lopez?
As their George.
as their George. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, that would be really nice, and that's why I think that it's like important to like put like what positive. I do in a positive way. You know, I think that like George, watching George as a kid, like, because when you really think about it, like, I don't think we talk about it enough. Like, when we think of George Lopez, we always say like, oh yeah, I used to watch him at 3 a.m. I used to. That's the only talking point that we give. But I'm like, nah, y'all need to realize that like George Lopez was the only like Mexican American who had a sitcom like during the time that like that there was all these other shows, According to Jim and Reba and Friends and and just countless shows that are airing with the live audience. And then there's George Lopez. Like, that's crazy. And I think, like, if we really think, like, oh, my gosh, like, that was so much representation to be able to see this lineup. And then some guy that was brown like me, like, that was such a big deal. And I think, like, the reason he was such a hero is that, like, I was watching him and his dysfunctional life. He made it so, he made it so funny that he had a mom who was interesting and, you know, on the show, and he had no dad. He was an only child. And I looked at him, I was like, what the, like, I am an only child. My dad's not here either. My mom's like his mom on the show. Like, and look at him. He's very funny and very successful. And on the show, you know, it shows you that, like, he was leading a life. He had a wife and kids, and he was a manager at a plant. I think, like, that's such a solid story. That's such a solid plot. And so, yeah, I always like looked up to him, because I'm like, and then you realize like who he was. I was with his daughter the other day, and she told me that before his show, he was doing stand up and he like barely had any money, and then like Sandra Bullock like discovered him while he was doing stand up, and she's, cause you know, she's the one that executive produced the show. And so you think like this guy, his story was really like that show. Like, he really grew up like by himself. He really grew up with that sort of dysfunctionalness with so many odds against him, and then would go on to be literally a legend in Latino culture and media, and would represent people across the country. Like, that's crazy for a little kid from the San Fernando Valley who grew up with a sad life, you know?
Yeah, damn, he definitely put like the Mexicans like on a pedestal, you know, like he made it kind of like, how do I explain it,
like he was ahead of his time with, yeah, the whole, yeah, representation.
Yeah
it's different, you know, when you see someone sort of do something, you know, that you want to do, and you know, you can relate also like how they look as well.
I think that, you know, so that's important for little kids to see. And for me, you know, I grew up in Hanford, which is like 3.5 hours south or north of LA. And for me, like, everything like in Hollywood always seems so far. But like, so now what I want to do is I want to show that you can, any little kids that are watching, like, you can go to LA, you can do the same thing, hopefully, if it works out for me.
Yeah, like how they really like you chased your dream. It was so uncertain,
a risk too. Just,
like, it was like such a big risk. Like, but you didn't even see it like that back then. But you know now. But you know, it all worked out, and that's really cool.
Damn, your dreams could take you a long way.
We're back from the break, and I have a question for Leo. You live in LA. You go to all these LA parties. How are they? Asking for a kickle.
He's like asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend. They're
good. Do you go to them at all?
No, I don't.
Why?
I don't get invited.
Oh, well, did I ask?
Understand.
Oh, you don't go.
Well, I mean, we're barely starting to get into like that influencer space, I guess you could say.
Oh, okay.
You know, we just have like artists. And we do get invited, but I mean, it's like going to like Texas, concerts. Arizona, concerts. And
yeah, it's more concerts.
But like the LA influencer parties we have.
Oh, okay. That's They're fun. Going. They're, what'd you say?
No, he wants to go to one.
Let's go. Let's go. You know what? We, Jesus Nalgas, my friend Jesus, he's hosting for his birthday.
When?
So if you want to go. It's going to be in like 2 weeks. Is it 2 weeks? Yeah, something like 2 weeks.
Okay.
But I think it's at a club. But it's still, it's not like a house party.
I wanted a house party.
Let's do a house party then. Let's host a house party.
Damn, damn.
His birthday's coming up next week.
When's your birthday?
But it's too soon. March 21st.
We can still celebrate it then.
We can host. His is coming like.
No, mine's like July, bro.
July what?
28th.
Oh yeah, you're at the end. Yeah. Let's host one.
Down?
I'm down. I hosted one. I hosted my birthday party at the house in Hollywood. It was lit.
Damn.
But we didn't know each other.
I know. Damn. Well, I knew you, but you didn't know me.
Well, you could have asked me a long time ago.
Yeah. Like, you would have replied. Oh, I'm actually surprised you replied to me. So, like, I messaged you because I was like, I need to get him on. And then I accidentally moved it to general. You know how to, like, primary?
And accidentally. Nah, give my one.
Never.
I swear, I told you, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm going to just check if Leo replied. And I couldn't find you. I was like, what the fuck? He blocked me or some shit? Yeah. Like, he was that mad that I invited him. So then I clicked general. I was like, what the fuck? And then I had a little fanboy moment. Then I sent
him. And he screenshotted. He was like, look, look.
How long did I take to reply?
It was quick.
Yeah, I told you. I was waiting for you. And I was waiting.
No, but I'm surprised that you replied to my personal account because I didn't message you through the.
Well, because I saw your bio. As soon as I saw your bio, I was like, nah, that's it. Everyone, get ready.
Hype him up.
Get ready. No, dead ass. I was waiting for you guys. Like, you have so much to be proud of in this podcast. So I was waiting for a long time.
Yeah,
I
was like, damn, how many comments does it take? LMAO.
Damn, I was planning all along.
I was like,
I should be on LMAO. No, but like, for real.
Imagine me being a guest, LMAO. let's host a party for you.
For me?
Yeah.
But mine's still like July.
We got more
not,
time.
Not because of
more
your
time
birthday.
To be relevant.
For your 50
just as a life. Yeah, we have 50K to celebrate.
All right, then.
For real.
Yeah, right there. We got that bottle. We're going to take that one.
The secret bottle from Kirkland.
Is it sponsored?
Oh, no, from... You guys
can't. Nah, yeah. No, they're fun, though. The parties are so fun. And you know, I think, like, influencers... I mean, some influencers are like, you know, I think you guys will be the funnest part of it. I'm always the funnest part of it. I'm just kidding.
Now we need to get lit together.
You drink tequila or?
I like tequila, Not like brown though, not like Reposado.
Tell us a funny drunk story.
Oh, hell no. Sorry.
Wait, who, you?
No, you. I don't know.
All right, we'll tell you one from you and then one from Angel.
Whoa. No, yeah.
Whoa. Honestly, I don't.
Damn, the freaking sirens outside.
Guys, we live in the hood, if you guys didn't know.
Honestly, I can't think of a funny drunk one. Well, the first day that I met, you know, Pac Jonathan? The first day that I met him, we met at a park because we never met before. And I was like, you want to go do a collab? Would you be down to do a collab? And he finally said yes after he ignored me for 5 months and dodged me.
He's like, just in case, let's meet at the park.
Yeah. With witnesses. And so we met at the park. We did a skit. And then we went to lunch. And then we're like, should we go to like a club tonight? And then out of nowhere, I was like, so we go to San Diego tonight for a club? And so we went to San Diego, and it was the first day we met, and I was so drunk. Like, I blacked out that night.
Yeah.
And I woke up in his lap in some random apartment with vomit all over my
throat. Oh.
It was lit.
We definitely got
the part
party.
That you remember.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that lit.
It doesn't know. No.
It doesn't know.
Nah.
I thought that was the whole
you
point.
You can drive if you want.
I rarely go out.
Yeah, be the DD then.
Yeah. It's not
with us. The last time that shit happened to me?
Yeah. No.
We're in the middle of the freeway.
We almost died, yeah.
He threw up in a G-Wagon.
Brand new.
Hell like
Yeah.
And it was like
a big promoter in Houston. I was like, oh shit.
Like, pretty scary. You thought they were going
to
die.
I had to like clean it. I thought we were going to die.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you, I drunk call.
Oh no, I don't. As of right now, I haven't.
I call random people and I'll be like crying. So usually my friends have to stop me from calling people. That's the main thing. I'm all venting now.
Damn.
Hey, we're here. We're a little here more.
Who are you
we're
calling?
Las Toxicas.
That's crazy. Nah, but I try to budget like when I drink. Like I'll drink and then I won't drink for like a month. Cause like this last week and I drank Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Cause damn. Fabio's thing was on Thursday. My friend came over on Friday, and then Saturday's like, well, it's the weekend now. Now it's the weekend.
What's another day?
Oh, that's it, huh?
There's one time I got fucked up, and he was driving. You were in the car too, right?
Yeah.
Oh
it
yeah.
Was us three.
I was fucked up too.
And he was drunk.
No, I was driving behind you guys.
And then no, but then you left us.
Yeah, because you were there for an hour.
No, he left after 5 minutes.
You know when you throw up, but you can't throw up, but you want to throw up.
Like that moment where we could have actually like gone home.
Yeah, that's how I was. But I was too scared to throw up in his car. So like,
it's not even a G-Wagon.
And I was trying to throw up, but I couldn't throw up.
So we were standing there. Long story short, 2 hours. He kind of threw up after
3 in the morning.
Yeah, and then like 50 feet away, like across the street, there was a chase. The guy stopped right in front of us, and I was like, why is the guy in the middle of the road? And then I see him like get out of his car and go like this, and I was like, what the? And then
like a high speed chase.
Yeah.
Oh, they're at the bank.
No. And then I see like 10-15 cops like start walking slowly like this towards him, and I was like, bro, get in the car, we're leaving.
Yeah, nah, right. When you're drunk, like, nah.
They put your hands up like,
nah.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then I went to work the next
day. You
lost
your sweater.
Oh, yeah, he went to work all crudo, throwing up on
delivering
the packages.
I was delivering packages with the door open and throwing up. But like, hell no. I was dying that day. And I lost my hat, my sweater.
Your dignity.
Everything.
Your shotgun tool.
Oh, my shotgun tool.
You know what? Santi's
like, I don't think we're gonna
party at the
him.
Club? He didn't tip the bartender, and she like told him a lot of shit.
Yeah. No.
Okay, wait.
Because
hold up.
In front of everyone.
You get taxed when you you're at, oh, it was $80. All right, bet $10. Like they tax you, you know, it's like, oh, you know, you just give her a bill and you know she just gets to keep everything of it. But nah, she like no the whole, she grabbed it. Really? Like that?
Yeah, and then she was like,
girls, are you guys with this guy? Nah, you shouldn't. Look, he's broke. Like that, huh?
Okay, no, that's like too much.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like my first time at a actual bar.
Oh, see, that's nah, that's my.
So I didn't know.
You
don't
know
like,
the culture. The yeah.
I was like so dumbfounded.
So, like,
I was
your
like,
first time going out in like 6-7 months.
And then I and I realized that I fucked up, and I tried to like make the situation better because like I felt bad, but then like this was like, hey, why do you feel bad? Like she's disrespecting you. You know, you did an accident. And then he's like, let's go.
No, she didn't even give us time.
Yeah, she didn't give. He's like, no, honey, I'm not taking your money. Leave.
Oh, because you wanted to give her cash after, no?
Yeah. And I was like, but I was so confused, you know? But
like, he didn't even know what was going on.
I got cooked hard.
No, I hate that. I hate when they call you out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what that's like because I tip. But not
hey, I didn't know.
Nah, but
it was my first time at a bar.
Hey, that lady at Carnival. That was out of pocket.
Damn, call her out. Carnival in Pomona.
Oh, is that where it was? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told my boy.
Black hair.
Monrovia?
Oh, damn.
All of a sudden. But yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Tattoos on her chest.
Damn, relax.
You're not going to be welcome there.
Nah. Shout out to Mr. Monrovia that got us in that day. I appreciate it.
Shout out to my boy.
Yeah,
he's not your boy. He's Angel boy.
Well, actually,
no. Ya se lo presenté. The day that we went out to network on the weekend.
Yeah,
network.
Oh, network.
Y'all didn't go.
It's networking events. It's networking events.
That day we actually learned a lot.
Partying or network events?
No,
we like to.
We met a lot of people that day.
Like who? This is a Leo interview.
El famoso Juan. Oh.
I was with El famoso Juan this weekend. He We went to Denny's. I was so drunk. I think it was Thursday night. I told him to drive me because he hit me up throughout the year, and then I never got back to him because he texted. It's because
damn, why you playing hard to get?
Nah,
damn.
I know.
You really like that?
Nah, here I am hard to want. because he texted because I used to give away my fake phone number. Like, you know the one, the app one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he has that one, and I would always forget to reply. I always forget to reply to that one. And so when I saw him the other night, I was like, no, Juan, like, I'm sorry. I was also apologizing to him for everything. And I was like, you drive me to Denny's. Like, you, I want to be with you. Let's hang out. Like, and then,
so you drive me to Denny's because I'm drunk.
Drive me to Denny's because I ignored
you. I know. I know. What a
dick, yeah. Did he have his birria car?
I don't even know what I was in. I don't know.
That guy.
Yeah, that was crazy. They gave him a car for his birthday at the place where he had his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, birria place.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, they gave him a Challenger. That's crazy.
With the logo on
with the logo. With the birria
place. I don't know.
Like a brand deal type of thing.
Well, I don't know. I just saw they gave him a car. Yeah. Said, like, birria,
that shit was sick, though.
That's crazy. I'll just take it off.
I don't think he'll take it off.
Yeah. I don't know. I forgot. I think it was a white car.
You drink beer, too, or just puro tequila?
No, not beer. I drink, like, the mango cards. And tequila. You know what's bomb? The
what's your go-to drink?
Go-to or goal?
Go-to.
Oh.
Like, I love, like, mules, like Moscow Mule or tequila shots or, gosh, what is that drink? There's this drink that I like.
You know Paloma? Everything about them.
It's a Paloma, but it's in a can. I can't think of what brand it is. Paloma. It's one of the tequila brands.
Cutwater?
No.
Ranch
I don't like Cutwater.
Ranch water?
No.
I never heard of it.
It's one of the brands of... No. It's a brand of tequila.
Oh, New Mix.
No, I was going to say New Mix, but...
1800?
No. Jose Cuervo one?
No.
Hornitos?
No.
Keep going. We don't drink. We don't know what...
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
It's a Paloma in a can?
It's a Paloma in a can in a tall can. And it's so good.
I only knew New Mix.
You know Four Loko?
Yeah, those are
local for you.
Also, what
Wait, I didn't hear what you said.
He said I'm local for you.
And he's sober. He's only been drinking.
That is tequila. It's kidding.
Twisted tea is good too. That'll do the job.
Oh, I know. Try.
You like White Claws?
No.
I'd rather stay sober.
I can do Trulies, but I don't like them either.
Damn.
What about White Claws? Are unbearable.
They're bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they want to sponsor me.
I know White Claws.
Damn, White Claws.
White Claws.
They're just so smooth. All the girls trying to talk to you because you got White Claws. White Claws are the best thing ever. We can't burn any bridges.
Nah, I really want to see you two party together. Because he does get like really lit and fun. Like,
I need to understand. Like, let's say I go party with you guys.
Yeah.
Please understand that like I need assistance at some point.
Yeah.
No, there's always cool. Assistance. It's cool. There's always
assistance. There's always.
No, assistance. But from what I've gathered tonight, you'd be the first to leave.
Nah.
I was falling over.
No, it's because he had to stop every 3 minutes. And I was waiting, but he said, stop just leave. What?
To throw up.
No, I'm not going to be throwing up. Okay, I just will leave. Be like falling. I just need assistance walking.
Oh no, I'll be taking care of you. Trust me, I'll get you water.
How?
I'll get you. I'll get you more drunk water. You. Me drug is like
no, Jason.
Yeah, me. And, I feel like me and Angel like are the responsible ones when drinking.
Depends.
I'm responsible. What the fuck?
Yeah, but you leave.
Damn, honestly, you let me down that day. Nah. I was like, my boy dipped on us
for drinking.
Shut up, dude! I swear to God, they texted me, you can leave. And you know what he did to you? I didn't tell you, but. You know how you had like throw up all over your face?
Oh yeah, they gave me the car wipe.
Yeah, like tire shine.
Yeah.
He cleaned his face with tire shine.
Hey, it did the job though.
It wasn't like Clorox, it was a tire shine wipe.
Yeah, I woke up with like a big rash right here and I was like,
wait, really?
Fuck? Yeah, I had to wash my face like with.
But you never told me that. I was right there like for 2 hours. Oh, another one.
Well, yeah. I thought you were like getting actual like wipe. Because
you were getting
because you had wipes in your car.
I would have given you those. Oh no, but you ran through.
No, that's why we finished.
Then why are you complaining? I was ready.
I didn't know.
I was just not ready
we finished through
that. Hey, you guys could go on with this.
Yeah, bro. No, my bad.
No, but he's good to take care of. Him drunk, forget him.
Dude,
I rarely get drunk. Rarely.
He almost lost the Danny Lux podcast. He dropped the memory
cards. That was at Sandy's birthday. I dropped like all the memory cards. I gave him my wallet. He spent like $300 on just drinks, no bottles.
Just on drinks, no tips.
Yeah,
I honestly felt like throwing up that day at Santee's, but I didn't want to say shit.
You're like, never mind.
I lost my hat.
And then we went, and then Santi actually saw, so he told us to go up, and I don't know what happened up there.
Oh, me neither.
I don't know.
Really?
I almost fell down the stairs because the security guard pushed me. Because he went up first, and I was behind, and I was like, I'm with him. He's like, no, you're not. I'm like, Diego. And the security
guard. I was like, no, he's not.
And Diego was like, yeah. Like,
he's like, it's just me and Santi right now.
Nah, and Diego was like, nah, he's with me. I'm like, you see? He's like, all right, go. And then
getting all cocky.
Damn, we need to go. That sounds exciting.
One of my friends got beat up.
Oh shit.
At a club a few months ago. And I was not
He's like,
really?
I'm not gonna say much, but
I was somewhere.
I was in one city and he was in another city. And I was so drunk, but then he FaceTimed me and he was like blood face. He was like pouring blood right here.
What the?
And I got so sober so fast. Like I got an Uber and I was like, and as soon as I got to the hospital, because he was in the hospital and everything, and I got there and I was like, hello. Like it went away. And, like,
it's crazy how when shit happens, you just sober up like.
It was crazy. But that also meant that like, because it was like, what, 3 a.m? So then that meant since I wasn't drunk anymore, I also became hungover at 4 a.m.
Whoa.
It just like, I was like, nah, that was crazy. Because then from that point, I was like,
you're like, I need that AV too.
At 6 a.m., I was like, I was gagging while driving.
What's your worst, like, cruda you have ever gone?
Damn. Don't even talk to me about crudas.
I don't even know. I don't feel that sick that often, honestly.
Do you believe like certain foods help you cure the crudas? Because yeah, these foods like they go like, oh, let's go get some mariscos, or like let's go get some menudo.
Or do you believe in like the egg cleanse?
No, I don't do all that.
Why you always?
No, but like so that? Exaggerated. Like he'll go out, drink, get fucked up. The next day he's crudo and he has a headache. He's like, bro, alguien me dio mal ojo. I have a headache. I was like, bro, it's because you fucking took like 10 shots.
He's like, me dio mal ojo. Me tienen envidia.
It works.
Yeah, but it's because you drink, not because someone like.
Me quitó el headache.
Nah.
I'm like a low Google.
I think on Halloween, I got really drunk and I forgot that at the club that I was at, the speakers were so loud. And so, you know, you have that like. That ringing.
That's the worst. That's the worst.
I hate that. And I was so drunk still. And like low key, I tried something other than alcohol that night.
Water.
I tried something else, something different.
Right. Something different. We're going to leave it as
so that. When I woke up and I had that ringing, I was so messed up. I was like, wait. Is that how I hear now?
For real, it's real.
I was scared. I was so scared. And then like 5 hours later, it went away. And I'm like, oh. No, but I found this place in San Fernando where I get pozole. And that's where I've been going lately. Whenever I'm drunk, just go over there.
Hey, if you ever need dank food every Sunday at my house, pull up.
Yeah, no free promo.
Hey, pull up.
He might be there. Yeah,
pull up. No, it's his house. He lives there.
Oh, yeah, I live there. Family lives there. I don't live there. My family lives there. If you guys want to come,
every other Sunday, right?
If you ever want to egg your house,
what do they do?
Like everything. Well, it depends on the week.
What do you mean everything?
They make food like bambazo. Like,
this week they had pozole with pata and bambazo, chilaquiles.
And that sounds good.
Every Sunday for the cruda.
In what city?
Right here.
Like 2 minutes from here.
Right now? Are we in Westminster?
Yeah.
Damn, Westminster sounds so British.
Westminster, you say.
Westminster.
Yeah, I say with an accent.
We live in an Asian community, though.
Is it?
Yeah. The Mexicans are like in Santa Ana.
Yeah, it's like the four of us.
How far are you from Santa Ana?
Like 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
15, 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're like.
And then the white people in Huntington Beach, another 10 minutes.
No, okay, yeah. Or I was going to say something else.
There you go.
And we got like. Garden Grove up there and in Stanton.
Okay, I don't care about the rest.
It was like telling you everything.
Hey, we're gonna have to blame the
pulls
whole
out map. Map. Like, okay.
And then you all know, right. If you think about it, we're in Orange County.
Geography.
Have you ever hosted any like events at clubs and?
No, I don't think so.
That's something you would be interested in.
Yeah, like right now, I think I'm scheduled to host one in Houston. I don't know what month it is. I think it's in June or something.
Where at?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I genuinely don't know. I got flown out one time to El Paso just to go party with people, but I didn't host. Like, some random people were like, can you come party with us? We'll send your ticket.
And here's the bag.
Yeah, they didn't pay me. They just got my hotel and my flight, and I went.
By yourself?
Yeah. And I partied with them for 2 nights, and then I came home.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not that shy to, like, go by yourself? I feel like I'd be shy.
To go by my... to no.
Like, go party with just...
It, right now, it's not the time to be shy.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember. I forgot.
Yeah.
Let's go. We should all... let's all take a trip to El Paso.
Yeah. We kind of did that a little bit. We went...
Houston.
Yeah, we went to Houston just to party. We came back the next day. And then we went again.
Like, hey, lo que es tener dinero.
No, they have, they have a sugar daddy.
Shut up, you can't.
Okay. He did say that.
He said he was your sugar daddy.
He's one of our good friends.
Did he not say he was your sugar daddy?
So he really is a sugar daddy by definition.
By definition, but...
But
it's not like that. He's one of our good friends.
Yes. Shout out to our very good friend that lives in Houston.
He supports us.
Thank you for all the support to the podcast. We appreciate it.
He does support.
Well, let me know if you need someone else to support.
Oh man. But yeah, we just took a trip. I think
party. We went out there and I was done. We started partying at 6 o'clock. I was drunk by 8.
He threw up in the G Wagon by 7:50. We dropped him back at the house by 8:30.
And I was knocked out.
So half of the flight, like the time that it took to get there.
And flew
like
back the next day.
Yeah. And we flew back the next day at fucking 9:30. And he got home at 8.
But I'm going to tell you why. So Gecko, if someone tells him, if you were to tell him, take a shot and there's people, Gecko, he will never say no. Yeah, never.
He'd take 3 shots if you ask for one.
Three shots.
If you pour me like a little shot and like there's people around recording.
And if there's girls,
Spins the whole bottle.
Yeah. He loves that.
That's cool and all, but sometimes it leads us to a few problems.
But those.
I will stay with you the whole night though. I won't need to go away.
Oh, no.
No. I don't mean that. I mean like I won't need to be taken home is what I'm saying. I will drink a lot. I'll get really drunk, but I will still be there. Chilling, because after a while, like, I'll get a little piece of like a snack or something, and then like get balanced again a little bit. You know,
no, that day I swear I do not know what happened. That's the first time that happened to me,
dude. You were in the toilet for like 2 hours naked.
No, okay,
wow.
I walked in, you're a bitch for this one. I walked into the house, and I had throw up on my shirt. So like, okay, I was took off my shirt.
He was so responsible.
I didn't want to get
that he took off his shirt.
I knew what I was doing because another car came to pick me up and I was like, nah, I don't want to go inside because I'm still throwing up. They're like, nah, get in. I'm like, I don't want to because I'm throwing up. And they fucking threw me in that car. I got in. And so when we got there, I took off my shirt because I had throw up. I didn't want to stay in the fucking Sillones or anything. Yeah. So I was like, okay, my drunk ass has to take a dump. So I go into the restroom, take a dump, and this fool comes in drunk as well, FaceTime with this fool. And he like, bro, look, he's drunk. And they all screenshot it, and then they saw me fucking.
Bro!
Bro, I was taking a dump. They haven't seen it.
No.
You're not gonna want to party with this.
I was so fucked up.
No, we were trying to party with my boy.
I was so fucked up, but I was taking a dump. But this fool fucking was drunk, so he made it seem like I was in there for.
Okay,
hours.
So what happened? The more sober point of view was that I was like 3 shots away from being the same as him. But I was like, damn, what happened to him? Like, he was throwing up. Like, where's he at? And I'm like, I go check the room. And he's not there. And I see the restroom. Like, oh, he's in the restroom. I see the light. I knock. He's like, hey, like you good? You're alive? Like, what's going on? But I thought it was like 45 minutes later. I was like, you know, I got to check up on him, you know, just in case. He didn't say anything. nothing. And that was like, it's my responsibility, you know? Like, I see, you know, the door open. But it was open. So I just walked in. And then I see that, And then, like, it was out of pocket. Like, I was drunk. And I was like, this your boy? But it wasn't with malicious intentions, you know? I meant to
nobody's seen that photo.
I know he fucked up because he deleted the text from his phone. But obviously, it was in the group chat. So I saw all the texts. So I'm like, hey, can I borrow your phone? I'm going to check something. So I checked his phone, the group chat, and they're all deleted. I'm like, hey, what's this? He's like, fool, I was fucked up. Like, I was drunk. You were drunk. It was in the moment.
I don't drink a lot. You know
what? That's worse than leaving him.
No shame. This is my brother.
Like, I was so drunk and I was still watching over you. I didn't dip.
That trip wasn't even planned. He called me. He's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, bro, I'm chilling at my house. He's like, you work tomorrow? I'm like, nah. He's like, I'm gonna book you a flight. He sent me the information, like, tell your boys if they want to come. Call them. Nah, I'm busy. Call him. I'm busy. Angel, Houston?
Hell yeah.
I'm done. I packed my bags, and we dipped to the airport. He called us at, 11?
Yeah.
And the
flight was at 5. Yeah. We missed the flight. That's another story. We flew out in the morning. The next day, like, at 6. We got there, like, at 1. We started partying at 6. He was done by 8. And we were back the next day at 9.
And then I went to work the next day. Fucked up. Yeah. No, wow. I actually called out.
Oh, yeah.
Because because it was a Monday. We had to push our flight a little bit back.
Yeah, we came back on Monday instead of Sunday. So
He got home at 8 a.m., like 8 in the morning, and our flight was at 9:30. So he was fucked up. TSA was like, can I get your ID? Sir, can I get your ID? He like, I like Angel.
Hey, yo,
like, I had to take care of him at the airport. I had to take care of him at the airport.
You said I was like sick or something.
Yeah.
The bus.
And then our flight was boarding. I was like, Angel, let's go.
Okay, see.
Five more minutes.
We were just waiting. Like, we learned our lesson. We got there early, and you know, we're just sitting right outside the gate. And I was just like trying to stay alive. And then he's like, oh, let's go. People are lining up. I was like, just wait till they go so we don't have to stand and then we'll go. He's like, no, let's go. And then when I noticed the line's done and I'm the only one there, this fool dipped.
That's fucked up.
He was going to leave me right there to fall asleep.
I went to go throw up. Because I was hungover.
Explain yourself. You were going to leave me there. You're going to go back.
And I came back. I was like, Angel, let's go. We're the last ones. He's like, no, stop it. And he's like, you go. I was like, all right. I'm not missing my flight. So I told him, I was like, bro, last one.
Cap alert.
Nah. Last one. And he's like, nah, 5 more minutes. I'm like, all right.
Damn. He said, all right, bet. I'm going to leave you.
I was like, all right, bet.
They argue a lot.
This needed to be talked about tonight. This is bothering you.
Well, we got lit though.
Wait, when was this?
January. And then we went again.
Like at the end.
In February.
Yeah, I can't believe I went back after you did that. I should have thought of no, but you know, the podcast has come to an end. I'm supposed to do the outro and I'm got a little nervous. But thank you so much for waiting till he decided to invite you, but he took forever. We had a really good talk. I think we touched up on cool points, and yeah, thanks for coming. And we're gonna go party soon.
Yeah,
Veda segura.
Veda segura, como dice el queco.
Till the next morning.
I won't leave, Leo.
Who's not leaving?
We're gonna give you the tire shine wipes. But make sure to follow him on TikTok. Do yourself a favor and go watch his TikToks. And his Instagram, so that you guys can keep up with all the new stuff that's coming out. Way, way, way bigger than TikTok.
Any final words?
Thank you for having me. I'm proud of you guys for this. This is an amazing podcast. You should be so proud of yourself. Like I said, this is good. You're doing it, and you're representing a lot of people. And let's go hang out.
Yeah, thank you, Leo.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for watching. Peace out.
We look up to you too.